We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello again. Welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Welcome to Sex Week.
Woo!
The amount of times this week I texted the words Sex Week to people and
a phrase you never thought you would send to probably multiple people in a week.
How was Sex Week for you?
Great. It was great also to see more shower scenes. Opening up the episode, because why not?
Of course. You can't have anything with Zach that doesn't at least involve 30 to 45 seconds of his shirt off. Hopefully, Sex Week or the portion of Sex Week that actually involves sex was longer than 30 to 45 seconds, but that's a whole nother question. And honestly, I'm kind of surprised he didn't tell us that, because clearly, for transparency purposes, he wants to reveal everything. So why not give a literal play-by-play?
Yeah.
Ariel gets date number one, and coming into this week, I just assumed she was going to be the one that just destroyed his whole plan from the beginning.
I think everyone did, especially the way, and I think that's what the producers wanted you to think too, because they definitely leaned that, the promos towards that.
Before he even gets to Ariel, I guess we should probably first talk about his introduction to Sex Week, which the fact that he keeps calling it that, it just is bizarre in itself. But
it's like in Mean Girls when they're like, stop trying to make fetch happen.
Yes.
Like, stop trying to make Sex Week happen. It's not.
Especially if it's going to be no Sex Week. If you're Zach, why would you feel the need to sit down with Jesse and make this proclamation? You know what? This week, Jesse, just so you know, I'm not having sex with anyone.
I think it happened because for an image sake. It's definitely something that could have been told to each woman once you're already in there and like not on camera. Like, I don't think I want to do this right now. I really just want to talk, lay things out. This is all interrupted time. I want to figure this out. I don't think I want to be intimate tonight because I want to focus on those things. Like, I feel like that could have been said alone in that fantasy suite, and not, because if it was just kept in the fantasy suite, then this whole episode wouldn't have been dramatic. But I don't think it was necessary to tell Jesse. You could tell us, I guess, but like have a whole sit down conversation about it, I think was not necessary.
And of course, we couldn't get into any of this without Sean's name popping up. Somehow this is Sean's idea. Yeah.
Like, Sean's like, this is it. I'm done.
Boyd's most drama all season. And then when he really steps in, it's like, it's Sean's idea. I don't know what to say. And this is one of those times, though, as he's telling Jesse, I would have really liked to have like a Jesse in the moment, because his eyes were telling such a story as he's sitting there. And for some reason tell Jesse, oh, I'm not going to have sex with these women. Like, great, thanks.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you could totally tell that Jesse was like, why are you doing this? No, this is not going to end well. And what we wouldn't have given to have Jesse then in the moment be like, yeah, for some reason he really felt the need to even make any sort of declaration beforehand. Like,
yeah,
this is not going to end well for anyone. To make those grand proclamations almost never end well.
You're almost setting yourself up to fail at that one proclamation.
Seriously. And if you're going to make that proclamation in front of America, at that point, then you got to be pot committed and just be like, you know what? We're not, it's not going to happen. So then for you to seemingly so easily just like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he got to the third date and was like, you know what? This is the person I'm picking. And that's the only person that I'm going to have sex with.
Right.
Okay. Still, I wouldn't see the need for a proclamation because why mention it at all?
Yeah.
But it's just the whole, he just screwed it up so well. And it's not easy to unite everybody that watches this show.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that Zach did in this episode is exactly that, because I haven't found a single person that's stepping up being like, no, you know what, Zach? Good on you. You really handled this well. Good
you did
job,
the right
buddy.
Thing.
Yeah, good job, really. I like that you stood up and say, no, the right way to start an engagement is with no sex, and then immediately go against that and have sex anyways. Good job.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And so he sort of set himself up for failure. That's a great way to put it. And he goes into this first date with Ariel. And I was 100% certain he really was going to, like, 2 seconds after saying, nope, no sex, I'm going to have sex. And mm-hmm. you could tell this entire time throughout this dinner, like, oh, yeah, this is happening, because.
Yeah.
That's basically all was on both of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow you want to talk about, oh, okay, maybe he will stick to his guns, if we didn't already know he wasn't going to. It would be getting through that night, because she was very much ready to go and he was very much ready to go. And yet the next morning, nope, didn't happen.
Yeah, especially when he told her that it wasn't, like, he wasn't doing anything this week. And Ariel's, like, first thing was, like, basically, like, oh, so you're telling me there's a chance that it can still happen? Like, she didn't accept it right away. She's like, well, we'll see what happens.
And that, yeah. And listen, clearly, that's a better read on the situation than, mm-hmm. which, I mean, not hard to do with Zach, but than Zach had, because for some reason he had it in his mind, yep, this is a good idea to say in front of cameras and Jesse, and for some reason sit down the host and tell him my sex plans.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the whole we'll see what happens, because I'm sorry, but most of us have been in that situation where it's we'll see what happens. And usually when you're going to see what happens, we know what happens. Yeah. And it's Gabby's date, not Ariel's date.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally was, not just because of what they showed us, but beforehand, I was just watching that date. I couldn't believe that he made it through that date without having sex, only because we knew that's what was going to happen. And that date was like, yep, this is going to happen.
Yeah. Like, how did it not?
And speaking of Ariel's, talking about Ariel specifically, what must be going through her mind watching this back? He feels this need to say, I'm not having sex, doesn't have sex with her. Immediately the next date, oh, never mind, having sex with Gabby. Then, oh, I need to clear my conscience and tell Katie.
Yeah.
Not tell Ariel.
Well, and he even mentioned telling Ariel and then just didn't. So, I probably wouldn't feel too great about myself if I were Ariel watching this last night.
It's just so bizarre, because, I mean, the whole thing is bizarre. Like, his from start to finish in this episode was just out of this world, because I just don't.
You're doing so good, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, so many times I can, even if I don't agree with what we're seeing, I get it. You know, okay, sure. I can understand where you're coming from. zero part of me understands what the hell he was thinking.
Yeah.
It just, none of it makes sense. And then if you do decide, okay, I need to spill the beans, don't you have to at some point, before you're not giving her a rose, tell Ariel?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be knocking on multiple doors?
I was cringing because I was like, he's not going to tell her on the way out, right? Like,
that would have been even worse, actually.
Like, because I'm like, I can't hold Zach to that expectation that he wouldn't do it on the way out. So,
and she was so gracious in the always awkward, let's sit, you know, 20 feet from the other two women that now have roses and you don't, and they're whispering to each other. And oh my God, if he would have said, you know, she's, yeah, this was such a great time. I'm so glad that I met you. Yeah, this was, it really meant everything to me. And by the way, remember when I said I wasn't having sex? Yeah, I boned your friend a couple nights ago. Just wanted you to know, because I'm a good dude.
And just wanted to be transparent.
Yeah, exactly. Need to let you know that the parameters about my transparency, and apparently my buddies challenged me to use the words transparent and parameters a lot. That would have been the one way he could have made this way worse.
Yeah.
And thankfully that one he dodged, but Ariel watching this back has just got to be gutted, because how?
So my thought, I mean, jumping ahead to the rose ceremony, but my thought that when he was standing and, giving a speech, and he's like, oh, you know, I made people upset. I made these mistakes. And like, she's just standing there kind of like, oh, what happened? what did I miss, basically? Because talking about, you know, tears, and I made mistakes this week, and you know, what went against what I said. And she's just like standing there like, okay.
She has to think she's golden.
Right.
Because everything was great with their date. Other than, again, no sex, but he said there
would
be
no sex. The other thing was that, like, there's no way that they wouldn't have filmed that. So we're just going with the assumption that she just never found out.
Yeah. And so she's got to be hearing that and thinking, yeah, this is all right. We're it. Because he clearly has issues. Yeah, he has issues with them, and so I'm going to be this first rose here. Let's be a rose and bring Jesse back out here for that final. Nope. Not me. Still not me. Cool. So the tears and the mistakes, those were the roses.
That's what you picked.
Yeah, fun, happy date, not me. Okay, cool. Got it. So her confusion level had to be at like a bajillion.
Yeah.
And so shocked how everything with Ariel went. And then the Gabby date, you know, she sort of starts this date all in her head and
just a little bit
going down this road that we see every year of trying to wrap your head around, oh, he's dating other people. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine what she would have done if this was reversed and it was Katie that he slept with.
Oh, yeah.
And then had to tell Gabby.
Yeah.
Because she already was teetering.
Yeah.
And my Lord, if he had to sit her down at the beginning of the date and have that conversation, I think her head would have exploded.
Yeah. She would not have done well. She wouldn't have made it through that.
You know, and I just don't understand with Gabby how he's walking through this date and thinking, even before you get to the whole idea of, again, having to sit someone down and be like, okay, so I'm just letting you know we're not having sex. I'm like, oh, cool. Glad you're the one deciding this. Great job, buddy. She's not only in her head, as she said, she's not really engaging with him. Like, or maybe that's not even the right word, but the whole date with them felt awkward to me. Like, they get on this ship and she's just sort of like, huh, okay. And I just didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I just don't understand how this is the the date that was like, oh my God, I really, yeah, now I'm going against my word. Because I just didn't see the same sort of chemistry from him that we've seen from Katie or that we saw from Ariel. I just don't get it.
Well, I can only imagine if you have so much time just by yourself in a room, like with no phone, no connection to anyone else, how much you think of every little thing with what you're going through. And I think she went into that date knowing that she was second. She kind of just went off on, I felt chosen second. Like I was always chose second. And then it was just snowballed from there, I think.
Well, and
I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm ugly. Myself.
Yeah. Dinner. He's leading into the date to us saying, wow, Gabby's always so fun. This is going to be great. And then from the jump, it's the exact opposite of fun. To me, I'm watching and red flag after red flag. It didn't click at all with me. And I'm just watching something. How? Just walk away now. Like none of this is working. Clearly, even after her meltdown and feeling disgusting and whatever she... Everyone's in Thailand. Everyone's hot. Like,
yeah.
At this point...
Everyone's sweating.
Like this isn't day one when you're trying to make a good impression. Like if you're to this point, you literally could show up wearing anything mm-hmm. without any makeup. And you're like, you're in the final three.
Yeah. Like, you're still there.
You're still there. So like this whole sequence for him to just watch this and be like, yep, I'm into this. I just, am I off base here? It just did not seem like,
no, there was
clicking at all.
Yeah, the connection definitely wasn't there during the date portion. Definitely helped during the dinner part, I think, and obviously beyond that. But yeah, it was more of just like very emotional. I mean, I don't want to say complaining because I like Gabby, but it was kind of just she was just too much in her head, and it just everything snowballed. She probably had no one to talk to, so it just kind of like came like word vomit when she saw Zach and was just like, this is how I'm feeling. Basically, why did you pick me second and not first? And then it just went from there. But she just seems like more of one of the, I mean, Katie does too, but like normal, like her responses to things are just like you and I would respond as watching, you know, what was happening on TV, like just some of the expressions she uses. But she seems more of like a normal kind, normal girl. And but it was, yeah, it was just weird when you compare Ariel's chemistry to the date part to, you know, just melting down on a pirate ship. But
and if Zach only knew how he was being prophetic, because at dinner he had said, you know, oh, you know, sex week, sex in the fantasy suites can cause chaos and more issues. And I'm like, well,
listen to yourself.
If you allow it to, yes, it could. And much like Ariel and seemingly Katie, although we never got really that far down the line, but she was ready to go and was sort of disappointed and not what it was expecting, but she sort of played along. And then to, you know, to all of us was like, we'll see. Like, it's not like I'm going to seduce him, wink. And yeah. Clearly she wasn't in agreement with him that this was the best case to go. And, but this I think is then where we get into the meat of it, which is no pun intended. So then we get the next morning and we have no idea what happened. So we're assuming that nothing, and she to the camera, we had a cuddle sesh, mm-hmm. everything's fine. And then for some reason, Zach needed to sit down with Jesse again and tell him the ins and outs, again, no pun intended, of his sex life. How does this happen? Please, please convince me why someone would think that this is a good idea.
Oh, I don't know. It's when I saw this, like I thought back to, I feel like in the past, like meaning past, like prior to like 4 seasons ago or whatever. I feel like this wasn't such a big deal ever about telling other people, the viewers, like what happened in the fantasy suite. Like, I feel like it was just like, okay, the fantasy suite. Yeah. You know what happened? Like, and then that's it. But I feel like starting with, you know, with, and I mean, obviously, you know, Clayton was a big one, but feeling the need to tell, you know, what they do with each person, kind of like, I don't understand why, like, they don't have to, but like feel the need to tell. I don't know. I feel like just before, like, it wasn't such a staple of Fantasy Suite. I feel like you just assumed what happened and then you moved on to, you know, final two. But now it's just like every season it seems to be like, this is where chaos just like comes out great. Like, even Rachel and Zach, like, that's where drama just came from.
Yeah. And I think that's put perfectly. We just assumed it would happen. And Katie mentioned that, sort of like, yeah, it's, I get it. This is what happens. And almost like Clayton was trying to take us back to that, because I don't think he was planning on telling the world that, hey, I had sex with everyone until his choice that he left for last because he wanted to sleep with everyone. And by the way, that's fine because everyone's consenting. Yeah. But so the only reason that came to light is because then she was like, yeah, I don't want you having sex with anyone. Whoops. So we, about that, we need to have a chat. If you're going to not follow our Katie, your plan of, you know what, tell people when the cameras are off that, you know what, I think we're going to keep that off the table for now. If you're going to make the grand proclamation, you can't then go back on that. And if you do, you can't then triple back on it and say,
please don't.
I'm now going to tell everyone what happened, because if you make that decision, okay, you know what? We're going to have sex. Great. Fine. Don't you then have to have the conversation with her before the cameras come in the next morning? Okay. What are we telling people?
Yeah.
Clearly they didn't have that conversation, since Gabby, or he screwed that up too, because Gabby was, nope, all we did was cuddle.
Or they did have that conversation.
Yeah. Which is another issue altogether, but she's, nope, all we did was cuddle with the wry smile, which, by the way, is like classic Bachelor. That's fine. And then he immediately runs to Jess and says, oh my God, we had sex. What am I going to do?
The guilt.
Don't you have to have that conversation with Gabby?
Yes.
Before cameras get there and say, okay, let's get our story straight. How are we going to handle this?
Yes.
When he then shows up to Gabby's door the next morning or next day, whenever it was, she has to be thinking, oh, this is awesome. He's coming here instead of going on his third date. Oh my God, is this season over?
Yeah.
Has he just pulled one of these rare moves where we're not going to finish the season? It was so good. I made him break his proclamation. We're just going to get engaged. Like, that had to be going through her mind, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're Gabby, what are you thinking when he sits down and says, oh, by the way, yeah, I've already told everyone that we had sex and I'm going to go tell your best friend that we had sex.
Well, I mean, I think she could have shown him, I think, more like anger or in disappointment. But I felt the same way that, you know, she was talking, like, she said that she was blindsided and she felt her trust was broken, because they clearly didn't, well, she didn't agree for, you know, it to get out there, and definitely thought it was going to just be between them. And now he's talking about telling literally everyone.
Well,
and she's like, Jess, we didn't decide that. Like,
yeah. And cause even Jesse was like, wait, you want to tell the other women?
Right.
And that's another situation where I would have loved to see his actual reaction. And in reality, he probably should have told Zach what to do instead of like, well, no one's perfect. You're gonna make it. He should have said, like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. Don't do this.
Because while he's sitting both with Jesse and then with Gabby, like, no, I got to be transparent and I want to tell everyone. Do you, though? Do you have to tell everyone?
Think this through.
The only person you quote unquote lied to, and it wasn't even really a lie, things change, is Ariel. Yeah. And if you're not going to pick Ariel anyways, which I think at once this happens because of where we had placed Katie, I think we knew, okay, fine, she's not going to be someone you pick.
Yeah.
Really, at this point, the only thing that happened was you said you're not going to have sex with Gabby, then you did. But you're both on board with that, so you're good.
Yeah.
Go on the date with Katie. Don't make another proclamation a third time. You have sex again, you have sex again. And there we go. This is over.
Easier said than done, just because there's all these people watching you. And you, I think that he would get, you know, a lot for saying, well, you didn't tell Katie about what you were going to do coming into this. And then you just, whatever happened, happened and didn't tell her. I feel like it could have gone that way. But I mean, in a normal, that's what you normal situation, that's what you should have done.
Katie was most people that have ever seen this show. So he goes, first of all, I agree with you. Gabby should have pushed back a little bit more and said, yeah, no, don't do this. Because you've already, with these cameras around, you've already talked more about this than I thought you were going to. Yeah. And so instead of talking to camera and her in the moments about blindsided and broke my trust and all, she needed to go back at him more because he is 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, And especially if you haven't had that conversation with her in the fantasy suite, which clearly he did not.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the one being wronged here, but I do wish she would have pushed back more, because maybe that would have at least had him reconsider, like, okay, maybe I've already screwed it up by telling everyone, but maybe I don't need to immediately run to your friend and be like, hey, guess what? We just had sex. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he just wanted, when he was talking to Gabby, I think he, not that he's not feeling it, but he just wanted to like end that portion of the conversation. And then was just like, by the way, I'm falling in love with you.
Oh, and like, as if you couldn't have made this any worse. Like, he just, all these 3 days or however long, 4 days, he's just like one step. Oh, hit in the face. One step. Like, he just kept stepping on these friggin' rakes right up in the face. If he ends up with Katie, it's bad enough to have to navigate this whole situation of no sex, sex week, sex week, sex week.
Yeah.
But then to out of nowhere to be like, okay, first I wasn't having had sex, then I had sex. I wasn't going to tell anyone that I'm falling in love with them. Oh, by the way, never mind. Just threw that out at Gabby to try to appease her.
Salvage anything.
And to her credit, she drops the, thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
Which then we got the classic, maybe she didn't hear me. I don't know, bro, she heard you. It's fine.
She heard you. She's mad.
Thank you for sharing that. Oh, right for the heart. So she was still throwing daggers. Yeah, which I appreciate. If they could make a booklet for the next Bachelor, how not to do Fantasy Suite Week, this would be it. Because, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm watching thinking, well, this can't possibly get any worse.
Just wait.
So if you were Zach and you've already screwed this up, how would you have handled the date with Katie now? Knowing he's made the decision, okay, I'm going to tell her. So that's you can't take that off the table. You're Zach. You're going to tell Katie. How do you conduct this date?
They did the little kayak through the forest. And then all of a sudden they're like, let's stop and talk. And then they just sit down in this random log in the forest. And then that's pretty much like the first thing that came out of his mouth. And that's not how I would have done that right there. I don't know. I don't know how I would have done it. You could obviously wait until you're alone without cameras, like everything else that you should wait do. But I'm sure that wasn't an option for him being on a TV show.
Well, I think it could have been, though, because they can't force
you. Think they would have? They would have said, no, we don't need her reaction to that.
Listen, I'm sure his producer would have been in his ear the whole date, every step of the way. But this idea that So what I wouldn't have done is I wouldn't have taken this girl up a friggin' river and on in the middle of nowhere and been like, when she's saying how I've never felt more safe in my life, this is so incredible, say, oh, by the way, I banged your friend last night and I just thought you should know. I wouldn't have done that.
I also think that she had the perfect response to it because, like we talked about, like everyone knows.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What they think they know about going to Fantasy Suite. You know what happens. There's absolutely no cameras. You have that uninterrupted time. And I think she was 100% right. Like, she could have gone without hearing it, like, come from his mouth saying that. You know, it was, I wanted to do this, but I didn't. And so I broke it there. And I'm telling you that I was intimate and I, you know. And she's like, I just assumed, like, I knew that, that, like, I just assumed that that's what you do. Like, well, you don't have to confirm it. Like, that was.
Yeah. Not a mistake. See it, well, we see it all the time because it is bad enough. And we saw it just with Gabby being in your own head about, oh, what could be happening. But it is the whole question, like, oh, is it worse to actually know or not know? In this case, yes, it is way worse to actually know because you assume that it's happening, but you could probably then talk yourself into, like, well, maybe not.
Yeah.
But you can no longer, Katie, it was, that part was just poof gone of the, well, maybe not.
Yeah.
In fact, it's not just confirmed, but now you're like, oh, I, now that's, yeah, great. Now I'm picturing, yeah, that's really getting me wanting to go on this date. This is fantastic. Yeah. And for him to say, okay, so I had sex with your friend. I want to know your feelings. I hope it forever in Bachelor history, we have the, oh, would you want me to give you a high five? Like,
yeah,
that's one of the best lines I think that we've ever had in the history of this show.
Yeah.
And
high five, pal.
Great job. What was your favorite position? Why don't we and I
just tell me everything at this point.
And I think she handled it as best as she could because she did tell him, could have done without that. Understood this is, I knew basically what we always yell about with contestants, like, you know what you signed up for. Katie knew what she signed up for.
Literally.
But what she didn't sign up for was getting a play-by-play from your boyfriend about sex with his other girlfriend.
Your friend.
Your friend. Yeah, one of your now best friends. Oh, by the way, yeah, I had sex with her last night, which is pretty great. So I thought she handled that well. She walked away. She basically cancels the rest of their date because she's like, yeah, this isn't happening.
Which was a good call because she was just mad. She didn't really want to listen to, she was unhappy. She didn't want to be in his sight, which I don't blame her.
And for Zach to just think, at no point does he hit the eject button. Like, he keeps thinking, oh, I can save this. I can save this. Mm-hmm. And he didn't go the Gabby route and like, but I'm falling in love with you. But he just kept saying like, I can see us in the end. And well, I hope the rest of the date's going to be great. Like, no, bud, this is over. Like,
yeah.
This day is done. Yeah. And he for some great, I mean, he's in the world where he wants to tell one woman about sex with another. So obviously he's in a bit of a fantasy land.
Yeah.
But he still fantasy. Thinks, exactly. He still thinks he's going to salvage it. And I will say, to see Katie first with him and then with the producer be like, this is weird and I'm not happy. I'm not having fun. Feels distant. I really thought maybe not leave the show, but certainly not
show up.
Can you even sort of explain why she would decide to show up to that?
No, I mean, I think there was a lot of time in between, you know, leaving him and then getting ready to go back to see him. I feel like we don't see a lot. And I think we obviously didn't see the whole process of her figuring it out within her mind or with a producer or kind of like how random people obviously like just jump to like being a random front runner. Sometimes I feel like there's lots of things that we don't see through the process. So I think we didn't see how she went from, I want to go home, I'm not having fun, to all smiles from here. Like, let's, I'm here for highs and lows. Like, that's what I'm ready to strengthen the relationship. And I think she probably just talked it out with herself, with a producer, and just like, you know what, highs and lows, this is definitely a low. but I mean, how, if you're even still considering a relationship or not, like, how can you give up that uninterrupted time that you're going to have to figure out how you actually feel and if you still feel the same?
Yeah, no, that's fair. And I think that's a good point because obviously you're not having sex at that point. And I think that's pretty clear. So
yeah,
that would have been a hard sell at that point to be like, well, so what do you think? Huh? But that's
feeling it.
This is, if you're even on the fence, why not get that time without any microphones and be like, okay, let's really talk about this.
Yeah.
And much like Zach's previous fantasy suite date on The Bachelorette, we didn't get anything the next morning. Mm-hmm. And so I would be very curious to see that footage.
Yes.
To see where Katie's head was at, because when she showed up to the rose ceremony, it wasn't all smiles. It was, I don't know, this could be the end.
Yeah, not sure.
Everybody sort of shows up. I shouldn't say everyone, because everything was great for Ariel. But, you know, Gabby's still pissed. You have Katie's pissed. Then Ariel goes home. And
we have Gabby like, I'm so mad. Like, I'm unsure if I can even accept this rose. And my trust is broken. And then she's like, yes, of course, I'll accept this rose.
I did think for about half a second that she would turn the rose down. And I can't even fathom what you do at that point. I mean, I guess you just, do you turn to the camera and be like, I gave out my final rose. Should we call our families?
Do you want to meet mine first? Or do you just want to...
Ariel and Gabby, I guess, can leave together. I don't. Yeah.
No need for two cars.
Can we get Jesse back out here? I don't. What's happening?
Where's Sean?
Oh, Jesus Christ. So I was a little surprised that Gabby went from, oh my God, I'm pissed, he broke my trust, all this, and then just like, of course I'll accept the rose.
But I mean, after that, you can see she's back in her head, like 100%. And this is not. Like, I'm ready for next week to see how it goes, because she's not wrong in anything that she said, even after getting the rose. Like, she, as soon as she says he's only making eye contact with Katie, it's like you can see it, like she's not making it up. Like he was just looking at Katie, and then you have, you know, Katie saying, I knew you were the only one. And it's like,
a lot of times it is in their head, but that was perfect. That as they're playing her clip, you're clearly seeing all he's doing is looking at and talking towards Katie.
Yeah.
Katie saying, I know you were the only one to Gabby. Is that okay?
No, like she definitely could have not said it, but I mean, this whole thing did involve both of them to an extent. But she definitely could have gone without saying it.
When Gabby was, you know, the Scarlet Letter comment, she was like, oh, no, girl. No, of course not. Obviously,
stop,
that part of
it. No, stop.
But like, you're the one that said it. Like,
so you brought it up. Yeah,
you slept with one of us. And I know it was you.
Yeah.
Not totally sure what
to make. You did that with my man.
Yeah, I'm really unsure of what to make of that. Is it trying to push her over the ledge knowing that, obviously, no one spends more time with these women than the other women.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm watching too much Survivor, but like, is it gameplay? That's the word they use a lot in Survivor. Like, is she trying to get in her head even more?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was, she was still mad about everything. And she just, I feel like she just needed to get something out to Gabby, and it was kind of like she wanted to twist that dagger just a little bit. No, she didn't have to say anything, but I mean, was it a little like catty? Yeah, but I mean, I still like her. So.
Oh, so do I. And I ultimately, real quick, it's a quick prediction. I still think that whether they're still together, I can't tell you, but I think he picks Katie.
Yeah.
But I do think we saw a little side of her there. I do think that was calculated. I think she went into this deciding, like, if it's the two of us, whoever I'm standing next to.
It would have been funny if it was actually Ariel and still just sent her home and just been like, wait, what are you talking about? Wait, it was her?
Oh, so it was quite the way to end the episode. And this season that, you did so well. He's crashing and burning. We'll see if it continues. The incredibly emotional, stunning season finale.
Stunning.
Happens next week. Other than the sex, no sex, sex week. is there anything else that we needed to talk about?
There's actually not.
Oh, nothing, everybody was so.
It was just all about sex, all about week. Sex week.
Sex week, no sex week, sex week. And the amount of people that have overheard me say sex week, and you get a little side eye, like, heard you say like 8 times
in the
today.
Office, like,
yeah, they're walking by the studio window and they're like, are you saying sex week a bunch? This, I got to talk to HR. This is not good.
Yeah, this can't be right.
And something you probably shouldn't say at work to someone, thank you for all your thoughts on sex week, Katie.
Thank you for yours.
At Bachelor Podcast for your thoughts on sex week, and we will see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.